Hi, this is your friend Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to the Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to the Miracle Cafe.
Hey, my friend, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. I have a very special show planned for you, but first, let's start by setting the intention for today's show. So let's just close our eyes and take a nice deep breath in through the nose, just really filling up with that gratitude, with that life force energy. Good, and just breathe out. All right, so since today's theme is all about living our truth, let's set the intention that each of us continue to live our truth with ease and with grace. So if you agree with that, just affirm out loud right now, and so it is. Good. So just gently open your eyes. Take another deep breath in. Just breathing in that magic, that miracle all around us, and just breathe that back out into the universe. Good. All right. So how have you been? Lately, my mantra personally has been really simply to focus on the energy of ease and grace. That's kind of what I've been meditating on and just moving through. And whatever circumstance that's been showing up and whatever's going on, I've just had in the back of my mind that thought of ease and grace, and all, even when I'm driving, when I'm trying to find a parking spot in a really busy location, when I'm traveling, when I'm have to call and change the address because I moved or whatever. So really, in the back of my mind, I've been just affirming ease and grace, and you wouldn't believe how amazing that energy starts to show up in our lives. So certain things that would have seemed challenging are easy breezy, just so simple. And other situations that come up, arise, that sometimes, are not planned, ease and grace. And just simply focusing on that has really, really brought me back into alignment with the flow. So I'm not really resisting, I'm actually allowing. And it's just been really, really wonderful. And it is a practice that I've been working with for a very long time, but more recently just reminding myself of getting into that. And I know I only share, what's going on with me personally, because I know usually when one of us is going through something or there's something one of us needs to hear, when we share it collectively, because we are all one, we are all family, then someone has either gone through it or is going through it or needs to hear it, and it just creates amazing shifts for each other. And that being said, if you have something that you'd like to share that you've been going through, please email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. If you don't want me to read it on air, that's fine. We can, I just love to hear your feedback and what you're going through as well. So you can do that at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. So with that, let's jump right into our gratitude segment, one of my favorite things, gratitude, and really taking a moment right now and expressing our gratitude. So what are you grateful for right now? Just think about what that is. And while you're thinking about that and affirming that, I'd love to share some of the gratitudes that I received from you. So Jamie in Sydney is grateful for being able to create music and art. Awesome. Very good. Working that right brain, all that creative and spiritual side. Emily in Nice is grateful for the beautiful warm weather. Wow, especially in the south of France, imagine that kind of warm weather this time of year. I'm sure it's just beautiful. And Max in Charlotte is grateful for his new twin baby girls who have shown him what true unconditional love is. Max, congratulations on that and to you and your family. And yes, unconditional love, that's amazing, just that what babies can teach us are just miraculous. So I'm so grateful you shared that. So if you have a gratitude to share, again, please submit it to emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. That's emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And now I'm so excited to introduce our special guest today. Joyous Presence is the CEO and creator of Timeless Solutions and the Timeless Learning System. He is passionate about the children of Earth and lives to serve them in all the ways he can. Joyous is also a certified yoga instructor, intuitive body worker, visionary, and active global citizen and world bridger. Joyous, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Aloha, Manuel. Thank you so much for welcoming me today.
Well, I just love you, and I love your energy, and I know what your vision is, and I just want to make sure that my audience really hears about it because I feel it's so important. So the theme today is really about living our truth, and I want them to hear how you're living your truth and creating the foundations for a new earth. So, Joyous, what does it mean to you from your own personal journey to be finding your truth, What does that mean?
Thank you. To me, really, the process of self-discovery or finding your core truth in life really comes down to authentically feeling what is coming to you in each moment. And so not clinging to past notions or other people's perceptions and concepts of who you are, but really listening to what is speaking to emerge through you in every moment, and then following that intuitive guidance. So I really feel that by marrying your intelligence, which we're so good at grooming in the modern world, with that heart-based intuition, that feeling, that knowing space, you can really find how to best serve yourself and the global community in every given moment. So for me, I have followed this, you could call it an internal compass or voice, that has led me on quite a fun, eclectic journey around the world and into the deep realms within myself. And it's been a deep process of healing for me to discover how I can best serve. So for me to find my truth, I just really learned to listen, and I did that through meditation and yoga practices, and really, again, learned to marry that which I learned in school and beyond to hone my mind to the path of the heart and that undeniable space there.
And living in, which means really about living in the present moment, it sounds like, not really, you know, living in the past or the future, which a lot of us may have tendencies to do, but really being in the now. Is that kind of also what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. So having the ability to see into where you've been and where you're going while remaining firmly rooted in the eternal gift of the now, which is really all that's present to us.
Wow. So let me ask you, do you ever find yourself kind of shying away or hesitating to live your truth or to be your full self everywhere you go? You know, sometimes certain situations or you know, people we may think, you know, who maybe are not allowing us to be our full self. Do you find yourself hesitating to live your truth at times? And if so, how do you overcome that?
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. There was definitely a great period in my life where I felt not in complete authenticity with myself. I wasn't in integrity. I felt that I needed to conform myself to societal norms and to live the life that others expected of me. And that really put a lot of pressure and stress and even other suppressing pain on me, both a emotional and mental level as well as a physical level. And it took a lot of courage. It took the courage to be vulnerable and the courage to confront and the courage to be confronted for me to step outside of that prefabricated notion of what it means to succeed and be a intelligent human being. And this was a long process. I definitely had a kind of a hard time in high school. And then as I was leaving high school, I decided I really wanted to just live life for myself so that I could then serve everyone else. So what did I need for my life? And it really, it became a path of unshakable faith in myself and in all that is, and just in collective spirit, in universal intelligence to lead me where I needed to be. So I feel like it's a continual process, and the ones who say they've mastered it probably have the furthest to go. So I'm definitely continuously learning how best to really remain fully in my integrity, and mm-hmm. I feel that it is a path where I can actually track the progress I've made over this lifetime, and I feel that the biggest component to really remaining authentically in your truth is actively seeking to do that. So every day, before when I get up and before I go to bed, I ask myself, mm-hmm. is this what I came here to do? And how can I do what mm-hmm. I'm doing better? And then I take the actions that come through in the listening process. When I ask the universe and I receive an answer, I follow those teachings that come to me on how I can better myself and really be more in my integrity. And I can say that it's absolutely a free fall, you know, stepping into mm-hmm. inner authenticity in a world that has lost its way in many ways and is trying to rebalance itself can be at first a frightening thing and then a very liberating and empowering principle to live by. And it has been just really phenomenal for me to watch the process of what can happen when mm-hmm. I decide to follow my path rather than someone else's path, and just seeing my ideas of abundance and success and fulfillment and relationships completely shift. And I can say that in this moment, I'm living more in my truth than I ever have, and I plan on continuously improving that. And I've never felt better in my life, and I've never been better received mm-hmm. by those around me.
And let me just tell you, as someone who is also kind of on the younger side of this, it's just miraculous to see another brother who's, there's other, a lot of other people, but it's very rare to see someone so young. We know really age is not anything but a number, but to get it at such a young age and realize, you know, you said you were in high school and then you said, you know what, I got to start living for me. And the fact that you, were able to have that realization at such a young age, because we still know the brain is developing until we're 24, 25. So to me, it's just miraculous and just to almost like awe-inspiring. And I know that a lot of our new kids, our new children, which we'll get into later, are also in that space where they're super, super awake and enlightened. But to me, it's just, I want to commend you and remind you of how miraculous it is that you're already getting it, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. It's so wonderful to be recognized, and I receive that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So I know we touched a little bit on, what your finding your truth is, but for you specifically, you know, in your own words, what is your core authentic purpose or message?
So really, I feel like through the lifestyle I've been groomed to live and what I have felt in my inner processing, what I came here to do is the mission statement of the company that I've channeled or developed, you could say, and that is to empower and educate humanity to live a life of unlimited purpose, passion, and potential. So I'm really here to embody and radiate a limitless sense of being. I really feel this in my own life, and I've literally seen miracles happen. And there was 3 months just traveling through California where I didn't make a single plan, and I stayed in homes that people would pay thousands of dollars a night to stay in, and it just came to me, you know, just through following that path. So I really wish to share that with people, that when they decide to reverse that standard, you know, Margaret Mead said that the greatest thing that we are afraid of is not how small we are, it's just how great we are, our unlimited potential. And so to have people reverse that and really embrace their limitless nature and realize that anything that they can dream of, they can truly achieve. And that's my core purpose, and for me specifically, to share that through my daily actions and thought processes with the youth of the world.
Mm. Wow. And let me ask you, to our listeners who may still be unclear of what their truth or their purpose is, do you have any advice for them of things that they can do to start tapping into more of that clarity?
Mm. From my perspective, the things that really helped me on my path were, again, finding some kind of, believe me, I'm a very free-flowing being, it was difficult to find, but finding some kind of a standard it really allows you to get out of the mind body and more into the emotional or heart-centered body. And for me, what really helped was yoga. So some kind of a routine practice that enables you to make the synaptic connections between the different components of the being, the different layers, the different components that we are composed of, so that we can really feel into what we're here to do. And then when you step into the mental realm, there's practices that I adopted, including listing out what are my strengths and what do I love to do. And then by listing these things out and comparing them, you start to see where there are relations. And you realize that there are certain standards, even if they have a full list of things that you love to do and a full list of things you're good at, that there's certain standards there. And you can really start to see the underlying premise of what you came here to do. I personally, and this is getting more into the new consciousness movement, but I personally married these lists that I made and these internal journeys to see why I was here with the external observations of astrology and similar methods of observation of the self. And so what I found was some very interesting correlations between what I wrote on paper that were my skills to humanity and what I really felt like my gifts were, and then going and looking at something like human design or the Mayan star chart or Vedic or Western, whatever calls to you, and realizing like, wow, how does this chart tell me who I am? Like, it was like, you know, almost uncanny how well that matched up. So I definitely found a balance between internal and external observations of myself. And I would recommend, from my perspective, for anyone who really seeks to find their truth, to do that. And then to ask maybe even a balanced number of their men and women friends to get both perspectives. And let's say three of each. That's three female friends, three male friends. What is it that you think I do best? Like, what are my greatest gifts? How have I touched your life the most? And then taking these observations and added into this. It's a process. It's almost like doing a research project. Like, who am I? Why did I really come here?
Right.
How can I thrive and help others thrive? And those are some steps that I took to really discover who I was. And then the next biggest component, and just to wrap this up, was just to eliminate things from my life that clouded that intuitive judgment, or that knowing. Excuse me, I don't like to use the word judgment. Knowing. And that would be, you know, so substances. There was a time where I was trying to discover myself, and I really went down that route of substance abuse. And it really masked pain and created new pain. And that really clouded my ability to know how I could actually serve. And even the times where I knew what I came to do, I didn't even know how to do it because I was just in this haze. So so removing that from my life, and then removing other things I was putting in my body, like improper food, really understanding my nutrition, these really helped me gain the clarity to, it's basically like putting in premium fuel into your Ferrari rather than crude fuel. Like, I streamlined the mind-body temple, right? And so then information could easily flow in, and then it just became easy. Like, literally, this whole business I formed just came through. Like, I didn't even have to think about it. It just has been coming through because I've been doing so much work on myself and making sure that I'm clear.
Isn't it miraculous?
It is.
It is.
It's a miracle.
Oh, my gosh. And I know that it is. It's kind of like doing every little part, like you said, food, you know, good nutrition, exercise, meditation, getting all the things in line so that you can be an open channel to follow your intuition and go for it. I wanted to ask you, before we talk about your timeless solutions and all these amazing projects that you have, how did you get inspired to work specifically with kids, and when did you first realize that that's the kind of the demographic you wanted to work with?
Beautiful. Really, honestly, it's something I've done my whole life, but it's actually a rather recent revelation that's come to me that this is what I'm here to do, and this is what I'm devoting my life to, is the empowerment and education of youth of all ages. I feel that I was groomed to understand where children are at. I learned at a different pace. A lot of times it was accelerated beyond where my peers were at, and I learned in a different way than is currently allowed in school. I'm very hands-on, very kinesthetic, and, you know, book-based learning and tests didn't work for me at all. And because of that, because of the current mainstream norm or paradigm in education, I had a very difficult time there. And so even though I would get straight A's on all my quizzes and tests, I wouldn't do my homework, I wouldn't show up, I'd fall asleep in class, and it was hard for me. And so I get to understand where children with quote-unquote disabilities or learning disorders or troubled children and troubled youth are coming from. And I was able to experience, you know, all sides of it again, like with substance abuse and with, you know, leaving school or getting kicked out of school, all these different components, and being someone who really was very very intelligent. So it wasn't about not understanding what was happening in school, it was just being very bored and not really resonating with a lot of the material. So I understand where children are coming from, and I've had a lot of mentors, both indigenous elders and more traditional mainstream leaders in personal development who have helped me, and I really feel like because of the diversity of the learning environments that I've been in, and because of being both proficient in the schooling system and also really having a hard time with it and going through the whole troubled youth phase, that I'm really able to meet children where they're at, and I've been able to bridge the worlds of loving nature. I mean, you can't, anytime I'm not working, I'm outside in nature running around barefoot. And that's another technique I really recommend to people is earthing, you know, getting your feet on the ground for at least 10 minutes a day and connecting with the biorhythms of the earth. But I'm always outside. And then I also went through my phase where I was on the computer 24/7 and playing video games. So I can bridge that world with children as well, the virtual and the physical. And so I realized I love children. I'm easily able to put myself in that childlike sense of fascination and wonder with all of life. If I walk into a room and there's five adults and a child, I go talk to that child first. and I understand where they're at. And I'm, you know, young enough that I can really, especially with teenagers, resonate with them, but even the youth really kind of remember what it's like to be there. And so it was one of those things where it came to me in visions, and then I realized, like, I absolutely, unequivocally, don't think I had a choice, but I said yes. And I realized that was what I was trained for, and it's what I love to do. And so it's really, like I said earlier, finding what do you love to do and what are you good at, and marrying the two, and that is where you're going to be in service to the world.
And it's so amazing, again, because, you know, our kids are our foundation. So they are setting the tone for the next how the world is going to look in 10, 20, 30 years. So very, very, very exciting, and I'm sure it's not by accident that you're really called to do that. So tell us a little bit about your projects. So I know you have the Timeless Solution. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Absolutely. So essentially what we've done is we've created a for-profit company, Timeless Solutions, which is focused on developing thriving eco-communities and as a focal point of holistic life education. So essentially what we mean by that is that we are going to create self-sustaining, affordable, and I go so far as saying luxury, intentional communities, living environments that really are caterable to the mainstream. Anyone seeing this would want to come live here. It's something that has all the amenities that are afforded to someone in mainstream society and actually go above and beyond that and really will showcase the marriage between ancient wisdom techniques and practices with cutting-edge 21st century technologies. So this is going to be a place where the latest innovations in clean energy, sustainable architecture, food production on all levels, water catchment and purification, education, these things will be showcased to the world and shared through several different media platforms that we've developed and or are going to stream through, and also through a 3D virtual learning platform that we're building. And basically the point of these communities is to, again, showcase these technologies that what I want to say really encompass the new paradigm. So we're creating a living template of the new paradigm for people to come live in permanently or come in as temporary residents. And essentially the whole thing, the whole entity, will be a learning solution in that we'll have a conscious, sacred water birthing center on the property, and we'll also have pre-K through 12. And, of course, this is for our first community, which we're looking at in New Mexico, it probably will be 2 to 3 years before we actually have all of that built out. But that's what we're looking to do at every one of these facilities, is be able to take from birth through all the way through primary and secondary education, a child, and higher education, take them through that process. And then for adults, people living in the community are interfacing with each other and learning from each other. But we also have a full eco-retreat center on the property for people to come do work, trade, and internships and residencies, and really get to come and experience these things that are now becoming the trends. People are saying, how can I grow my own organic food? Or how can I build my house at a fraction of the cost of what would be done today? It'd be even more beautiful and cut my utilities a fourth annually. And these kind of things are coming up for people. How do I get my own energy? Since this is like a, this is a big key thing right now, is like clean energy. It's there. How do I actually, how do I use it? So these will be, places for people to come in and experience that firsthand. And, basically what we are is a wholeness lifestyle company. And we're really dedicated to reclaiming our natural inheritance of wisdom, abundance, harmony, and peace. And as a global lifestyle company, we're really focused on raising the conscious awareness of people around the world through education of spirituality, fitness, health, the environment, personal development, sustainable living, and social justice. And through, again, through our media platforms and through the way we're approaching this, we're really looking at creating a roadmap to accelerate the shift of humanity that's already occurring to a peaceful, thriving, healthy, and prosperous future. With as much ease and grace as possible now.
Wow. And so you mentioned the first space is looking to be in New Mexico, right?
Yes.
Cool. And then your vision is to expand from there to other locations around the world?
Absolutely. So we were actually initially going to do this in Kauai, and then, funnily enough, it just the perfect pair of properties and the perfect team in New Mexico manifested, and it was just kind of one of those whirlwind things where we were just led to go there, and we were there, and it's all just falling into place. So we're looking at two properties, a 1,600-acre ranch and a 70-acre luxurious retreat center that will be the first blueprint model of what we're creating. And then we do plan to expand to Kauai and other locations over the next 5 years, and we plan on building for the lifetime of the company and for my lifetime, these earth communities around the world, and through opening up our blueprint, encouraging others to duplicate this model and create their own communities.
Wow. That is just so amazing, and I'm so grateful that this is being done, and especially, you know, giving the option to have people live there so their kids can grow up there and, you know, really almost only know that kind of world where there is only peace and love. That's just so amazing to hear about. I can already see it and feel it, so it's just a matter of time. And I know you have another project called the Earth Project. Can you talk about that as well?
Well, that essentially is, that is the Earth Project, and that's an emerging network of eco-community development. And within that, the confusion, within that we will showcase the Timeless Learning System, which really is the pre-K through 12. It's really focused on the development, the whole being development of children. And that has two components. So it has the physical side of things, which is, again, hands-on within the communities. And what we're really showcasing with a PhD educational expert and a team of other skilled educators is a new Earth curriculum that works. So a research-backed, accredited, alternative schooling system that really moves far beyond what is currently available to children today and offers a very carefully selected, diverse set of perspectives on a wide range of subjects to really inspire and enrich the life experiences of students, to really allow them to love the process of learning. So that's going to be on the ground, and we'll basically have all the things that are available in conventional education and then a whole lot more, and focused on developing equally eco-literacy, academic, social literacy, all the different facets that are really necessary to thrive in the world as a whole in modern society, but also really where we see society going and, you know, like, the, just general life skills. Like, what is your body awareness? What is your breath awareness? What is nutrition? How do you grow your own food? Things that really matter to being a healthy, empowered individual, along with the reading, writing, arithmetic, and all that fun stuff. And then what we plan on doing is creating a, and we've already begun this process, but an advanced online educational platform, which will really serve today's youth, tomorrow's leaders, above and beyond what they could find at a physical center. And by that I mean this will be a consolidation of all the unique classes that are happening at our various centers. We will stream these videos and also have recorded versions on the on this website in an intuitive section. It's, I don't even want to call it a website. What we're creating is a 3D interactive virtual learning ecosystem with the whole world, where you have your own little galaxy in there, and you get to just come in this immersive process and learn through various video formats and gaming formats, as well as audio and ebook classes, really that which inspires you. So we want to offer this to the world free, a la carte, in a base version, and then have a paid premium version that is for an actual accredited homeschooling program. So we see ourselves becoming the premier homeschooling platform that will showcase the world's largest repository of unbiased and professional educational content, which kind of separates us there from YouTube, on holistic living and human development, and then make this accessible to all people anywhere at any time. So if someone's really interested in building a clean energy device or learning how to build their house or learning how to read or whatever it is, they can just come learn. And then if they want to get a degree, they can pay a very affordable yearly rate, less than a college kid's paying for their books every year, to come and actually earn a degree and have a tutor. And the fun thing about this is we're seeing a great ability to disseminate wisdom for, that is pertinent to certain areas to the whole world. So local wisdom can be shared, indigenous wisdom can be shared, and then we can share the certain standards of education that are necessary for us all to thrive today with a larger populace that are seeking it. And we're able to allow educators and tutors to really be that much more effective in their ability to share their wisdom, their gifts, their genius with students around the world. So they'll actually be able to have a whole profile on the site, and they'll be able to take on students so they can actually privately mentor students from around the world. And this allows students to really seek out, you know, say Emmanuel is 12 years old and really wants to learn about quantum physics. He's one of the few young boys who's really interested in that at such an early age. Well, he can seek out Nassim Haramein and realize, oh, look, he's still got three spots left for a tutorship, and actually tutor with an expert in the field. So it really allows a much greater scope for people to play on in terms of acquiring information.
Wow. I'm just so excited, and I'm just smiling because I know that this is so where we're headed, and I'm so grateful that you're kind of leading the way here for that. I know we're almost out of time. I have want to make sure that I wanted to ask you if any of our listeners are interested. Are you open to are you looking for people to collaborate with in this project, or you know, have people contribute their gifts, talents, etc.? And where can they do that? How can they reach you?
Beautiful. We are absolutely always open to anyone else who's inspired to help bird this collective dream, either co-creatively with us or in their own capacity, and answer questions or just have a wonderful dialogue. We can be reached at timelessearth.co. Timelessearth.co is our new website that should be up and running here in the next few days. I mean, it is up, and it's just getting retooled. And our old website is timelessbeing.org. So timelessbeing.org or timelessearth.co. And then through our community interest or contact forms, individuals can reach out to us. And I'm personally, you can find me on Facebook at Joyous Presence. And my online splash page is about.me/joyouspresence. And I'm always, always looking for inspired co-creators of this reality who really are looking to bring in a new educational paradigm and want to create a world where everyone can thrive.
Yeah, anyone listening right now, if you're really feeling pulled or kind of guided to do something or contribute, please, you know, make sure to check out Joyous's websites and check him out on Facebook. And he is just a miraculous being. And I wanted to end on one question that I usually ask a lot of my guests is, what is one of the greatest lessons you've learned in life so far? Just in your life, what's one of the greatest lessons?
To embody the perfect balance between master and student. To recognize that you are inherently perfect and that everything is possible to you, and that if you just be sit still and know, everything shall come to you because it's already inside. And simultaneously finding that constant humility and realizing that we know nothing and looking for people who know more than you in certain arenas. That has been the biggest, I think, lesson of my life, is to realize, like, I am perfect and whole and I need nothing outside of myself, and simultaneously seeking out people who know more than me on the 3D realm and constantly remembering that I'm a baby on this path of self-discovery.
Wow. That is so powerful, and I'm just taking that in as well. So just really embracing being the master teacher and also the student. Beautiful. So, Joyous, thank you so much for being on the Miracle Cafe today. I'm so, so grateful for your presence, and would love to have you back any time you want to play and just chat, any kind of thing, theme that you have in the future that you want to talk about. I'd be so happy to have you on. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It's been a complete honor and a pleasure, and I look forward to our continued interactions. I hope everyone on this call has an incredible day, and I'm so grateful to you for listening in on this conversation today.
Thank you so much. And everyone listening, we are going to take a quick music break, and when we return, we're going to actually do some energy healing around living your truth. Stay tuned.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard Om Mani Padme Hum. It's a really, really beautiful mantra, and it's all about invoking the energy of compassion and really opening the heart space. Really good. You can check it out on Google or YouTube, and really, really good mantra. I highly recommend it. So today's show has really been about talking with Joyous, who really is living his truth and following his inner guidance and really pursuing what he feels is in alignment for him. So I would love to do a little bit of energy work around that for everyone. So let's go ahead and just close our eyes and just take a nice deep breath in, breathing in nice and slow. And just breathe out, exhale, feeling relaxed even more in the shoulders and the arms and the fingers. Good. Take another deep breath in and release. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. And as you know, we're going to be using some applied quantum physics, so we're going to do some awesome, I love to call it alchemy, energetic alchemy, and what we're going to do is clear unconscious patterns and belief systems that are no longer serving us and replacing them with more positive, life-enhancing belief systems that will serve us, which eventually will begin to show up in our reality as change and transformation. And if you want to know more about the specifics, you can go to magnifiedmanifesting.com and you can learn all about the healing there. So do I have your permission to connect with your energy? Thank you. All right, so since the show theme has been all about living our truth, let's have the universe within each of us give us the highest perspective truth understanding of what living our truth means to each of us, because each one of us has our own unique truth. So let's go ahead and do that right now. If you want that, just affirm out loud, yes. Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. For any time you may have felt you are unable to live your truth or be in your truth in this life or any past lives, whether you are aware of it or not, can we go ahead and have the universe within you show you all the gifts, the teachings, the blessings you were meant to learn from those experiences and patterns so that you no longer recreate them? If you want that, say yes. Go ahead and take a deep breath in. And release. And a big part of feeling like we can't live our truth is usually we're probably in some kind of victim consciousness, like, oh, they're not letting us do this, or I'm, you know, have to watch what I say because of them, whatever. So we want to move out of victim consciousness into the creator consciousness, so that you know that everything that we've experienced, we have created, and just as quickly as we have created it, we can choose to uncreate it. So it really empowers us and brings us back into our center. So for any time you may have unconsciously been in that victim consciousness, or you may have blamed others for not being able to express yourself freely, to live your truth, can we go ahead and show you all the lessons from those experiences now? And if you want that, just affirm out loud, yes. So that goes straight to the subconscious. Good. Take a deep breath in. And release, and let's extend that to your ancestors, past, present, future, so that we can begin to heal that for them. If you want that, say yes. Very good. Take a deep breath in. And release. Very good. Now, any trauma that you may have been holding on to physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, or any other way around not being able to live your truth or feeling like you are a victim, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve all of that trauma for you now? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And sometimes we get some resentments and rejections and regrets, guilt, shame that build up around not being able to live our truth. So for any of those vibrations that you carried with you or you're still carrying, can we go ahead and heal, release, and resolve that and replace it with much higher vibrations that are unique to you that will help you for your highest and greatest good? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And can we show you that that's possible? Good. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. Very good. All right. And any other patterns that are keeping you in that energy of resistance to living your truth, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, resolve all of those patterns once and for all from their first point of conception? Can we show you what it looks like to live your truth, show you that it's safe, that it's possible, and show you how to do it now? Can we show you that it's time for you to start living your truth? Can we show you how to be open and receptive to what you, all the ways that are going to bring you in alignment with your truth? Can we show you that it can be easy to live your truth? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Can we show you that that's what the universe wants for you, to really be in your truth and express more of that? Because when you do, that means you are more in alignment with the universe, which is you. So can we show you that it is what the universe wants for you, that it's your birthright to live your truth? Good. And if you find yourself hesitating for any reason, can we show you how to immediately recognize when it's happening, accept it, and move out of it without judging yourself or others in the process? Very good. Take a deep breath in and release. Can we go ahead and raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to its highest and greatest, so you can easily feel, witness, allow, be open to all the shifts and transformations that you've created right here, right now, or something greater? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And if you're feeling energy moving in right now, it's all good. Some people feel the heat, the warmth. Some people feel buzzing. Some people feel really loopy and sleepy. It's all good. If you don't feel anything, that's fine too. Go ahead and take a deep breath in and release. And one thing, can we make sure that you we call back all your energy to the present moment, so you feel grounded back into the now, so that you can allow this work to show up in physical form or something greater? Very good. Take a deep breath in and release. Very good. And can we go ahead and just take a deep breath in? Really nice, full breath. Stretch your hands up above your head as high as you can go. Stretch, 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 stretch. You may have a tendency to yawn. Ooh, yeah, there you go. Good, and breathe out. Stretch to the side and go ahead and shake it out a little bit. Shake the hands, the feet, just getting back into the body, focusing on underneath you, the floor, so you can really feel that grounding energy. Go ahead and take another deep breath in. And release. Good. Gently open your eyes, feeling super relaxed. Making sure that you drink lots of water today. Make sure that you notice and pay attention to the subtle or big shifts that start showing up for you. And really be grateful for all the shifts and the blessings that continue to enter your life that you're creating. Because when you do that, you're telling the universe, I see you, I recognize, thank you so much, and then you're going to start attracting more. It's like a domino effect. All right, so thank you so much for co-creating another amazing hour with me. Thank you to Joyous for the wonderful interview. Thank you to all the listeners. I love you guys so much. And we're almost on our season finale coming up here at the end of May. We'll be back in September, but we have a few more coming up. But thank you so much. I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.